now for the 6th annual One Club Tournament at theticket.com. $99 for golfing, a cart, breakfast, lunch, and a t-shirt. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Thursday, we will be at Kelly's East Side in Plano. That's at Avenue K and 15th. And they participated, Grego, in the Taste of Plano. People are still coming there for their delicious ribs. They are known for their barbecue. However, they feature many low-carb alternatives. And Kelly's is one of the few restaurants in Plano that offers four, count them, four, new HD TVs. There is also a patio where guests can enjoy the beautiful Texas weather.
All right, that's a great place to eat. Terrific place.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to be there this Thursday with a presentation from 3 until 7. And we would like it if everyone up Plano Way joined us for that.
And I mean everybody.
Right now, it is time to stop down for a little. This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Isn't that one?
And where are they? Billy Bob's?
Places.
Yeah, somewhere. Anyway, if you want to go see them, you'll need a ticket for this. And Texas Tickets can hook you up with a great seat. Also, the Big 12 basketball tournament this weekend. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that, regardless of which team you support. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality, a favorite at Roto-Rooter. Here is Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Mike.
Sneak.
How did The Sopranos do in the ratings on Sunday night?
We wonder.
They did great.
Did they really?
Yes, they did. 12.1 million. According to the Nielsen Research Company.
Good gosh.
That's good.
They beat everything that went up against them on regular television except for Law and Order, Criminal Intent, which had 15 million viewers. But Alias, 7.5 million viewers, killed it. Malcolm in the Middle, 8 million, killed it. That, those are two shows that normally do pretty well.
That drives the broadcasters nuts. There's someone with limited penetration.
Whoa.
You know what I meant.
Do I?
Cable penetration. You know what I meant.
Whoa.
You know what I meant.
Wait,
you know what I meant.
You mean like Spice?
Wow. Well, the Hammer.
No, that's full penetration, buddy.
Oh.
I applaud that. What's, you know what? People watch quality shows. That's a quality show.
Another quality show is on tonight.
The Shield?
Yes. The start of The Shield.
Did anybody watch?
I didn't think you were in on that.
Yeah, I'm in on it.
Oh, I didn't think you were in on that.
Now, I'm not as high on it as you are. I'm more of a Wire guy.
You're up to speed on it,
when it comes to cop shows. But yeah, I like it.
You'll watch it?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Did you guys watch last night the Charlie's Angels special?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Why did you even do that?
Couldn't you skip that story?
Yeah. Just take the ball and set it up there on the tee where you can just whack it out of the ball.
Did you watch it, Greg?
No, I did not.
I did.
I know you did. I'm not talking to you. Who are you?
I'm Charlie's Angels guy.
So you watched it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I watched Charlie's Angels, man.
Never has
I liked it.
Has anybody had less than this human sitting across from me.
Like Farrah Fawcett, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even going to get into the story. Just drags the life out of me. By the way, American Idol had 25.5 million viewers. They're number one again this week. People love that show. They love that show.
You know that one
crowd does.
You know that one Korean guy that was so bad and so horrible?
Yeah.
He got a recording contract.
Yeah.
William Hung?
Yeah, William Hung. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, I guess.
Ching Chang Hasso. That's the name of his first hit.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That would truly be wonderful. How well is The Passion of the Christ doing at the box office? Well, we'll put it into perspective. As far as R-rated movies go.
Oh, I hate when they start breaking this down.
Well, this is interesting to me.
According to R-rated movies...
Snake.
No, just stop.
On Ash Wednesday...
No, did I just say before, R-rated movies? Did I include any more taggers?
Before
it's just
April Fools and with a P in their name. It's number one.
Quarter.
With all Snake. R-rated movies that have ever been released, currently, The Passion of the Christ ranks fourth.
What's number one?
The Matrix Reloaded made $281 million. Beverly Hills Cop made $234 million. The Exorcist made $232 million. And now The Passion has made $218.
It'll be number one.
Oh, without question. It's already beaten out Saving Private Ryan, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Gladiator, Pretty Woman, There's Something About Mary, Rain Man, The Matrix, Hannibal, The Firm. It'll be the number one R-rated movie of all time. And as far as fastest to 200 million, like days it's taken films to get to 200 million, it is sixth all time. Behind Jesus. Spider-Man, which did it in 9 days. The Matrix Reloaded did it in 11. Lord of the Rings Return of the King did it in 11. Oh, I'm sorry, it's tied for fourth with Star Wars Episode II, The Lord of the Rings and Two Towers. And The Passion itself. They say it made $6 million yesterday. Just thought that I would give you guys some interesting numbers. You know, we can bring him back, too.
Whistling Pete. Things were a better day. It was a better time when we had Whistling Pete.
No. By the way.
That was very interesting.
Thank you. I did research for that.
I know.
Did you? Or did you punch?
Oh, some...
Did you click and...
Half-ass P1 email me that information. Thanks a lot, dude.
Which one? We've got to ask that question now.
You know what? If you're going to sit there and whistle on the phone, you're not welcome on E! News.
Yes, he is.
No, you're not.
Got him. You know, George hadn't called in months. And the day he goes on vacation, he calls in.
To whistle.
He called in and goes, I want to whistle.
What a life. The National...
Well, let him whistle then. Go ahead.
Well, you can whistle as you think it's necessary within the story. The National Football League has canceled plans for a third opening game kickoff concert because of what happened at Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. You think they're overreacting? They had...
Yes.
You want to really get a good whistle from George? Ask him how North Texas will do against Texas this year.
In football?
Yeah.
Two years ago on the NFL's first game, they had Bon Jovi headline a concert.
By the way, me and George have met Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I know. You found him oddly attractive. We heard that story, too.
He's a handsome man.
Last year, Britney Spears, Aerosmith, and Aretha Franklin. By the way, Aerosmith is like... Can I shoot myself?
Nope. No. No.
Okay, you don't have that option.
We need you.
Anyway, they canceled this year's show. So, no Moss.
Did they give a reason for that?
Because they don't want another incident.
Because of the teat.
Yes. Right. They don't want another boob incident. Can you blame them?
Well, then hire a guy.
Yeah, get guys up there.
Well, then you may have a wiener.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That was the theme of the Oscar Mayer wiener that George was singing there.
Michael.
You'll notice my wiener in my pocket?
Found recordings.
Michael.
That topped either the R&B charts or the pop charts are being pulled to create Motown the number ones.
I tell you what, I will have that.
You put that on your jukebox?
You probably already
done. The C all on one?
You will have Please. Love is like a heat wave.
Martha and the Vandellas.
Hi.
Mary Wells.
My girl. Where did our love go?
Supremes.
Stop. Stop in the name of love. Shotgun.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Actually, that's Clarence.
What? Clarence? Carter?
I can't.
Four Tops.
Love that song.
Uptight. Everything's All Right.
Stevie Wonder.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Temptations.
Reach Out.
Four
I'll
Tops.
Be There.
Tell you what, great CD.
Ain't
Four Tops' greatest hits.
Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Who does that?
Marvin Gaye.
Back in Black.
AC/DC.
Okay, Back in Black is not on the CD.
Oh, okay.
They're not really Motown.
Are they going to have any Rare Earth on there?
No. They do have Boys to Men.
Mm.
I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, no. Why would they ruin that?
And Michael McDonald's Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, that's great. Nothing wrong with that. He does a great version of that.
This is why I hate the right, and I'll never, ever go over to the right.
Sure you will.
Because I hate them so.
Sure you will.
They now want Hollywood to, anytime there's a film that features the cigarette, they want an R rating. Ridiculous?
I don't think it's such a bad thing.
Nor do I.
So you're saying...
See, here's the deal. Here's where the radical right... are a bunch of hypocrites. They want that, but yet they won't do anything about the cigarette industry because they make too much money and it's a special interest group.
Exactly.
They want an R rating for a movie, but if it's so bad, won't they just outlaw it?
They say that they cite movies like Seabiscuit because back in the 20s and 30s when everyone smoked, just because they showed people smoking, they want R ratings attached to those types of movies. Or Chicago.
That's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous.
Historical pieces.
They should have just outlawed Chicago altogether.
They certainly should have. That's a movie that never should have been made.
And there were two deaths in the world of Hollywood. Actor Robert Pastorelli.
From Murphy Brown?
Murphy Brown.
Who was he?
He played the
painter.
House, yeah, the painter, the house, the something.
He was found dead in his L.A. home at 3 p.m. on Monday. They say that they found drug paraphernalia next to him.
What was his character's name, does it say?
Eldon.
Eldon, right. That was a good program. Murphy Brown was a good show.
That was a good show. And most recently, he was in the Get Shorty sequel, Be Cool, with John Travolta. They say that a couple years ago, his live-in girlfriend committed suicide. She, it was an accidental shotgun death, is what they say.
Was it?
Yeah. Kind of like Jason Williams, too.
Also, Paul Snake. Winfield is dead.
Oh, the well-known Snake. Black character actor?
Florida. Yes.
I believe he was nominated Snake. For an Academy Award.
He played Dr. King in the King miniseries.
Snake.
He died Sunday from a heart attack.
Hey, he was good. Years old. He was good. He'll be missed.
Yeah. He was in Sounder, Snake. Huck Finn.
Snake.
Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, Mars Attacks, Presumed Innocent, The Terminator, Roots, The Next Generation.
Snake.
He's a well-known stage actor, too.
Yeah, he was. What was that, sir?
Corno.
Snake.
All right. F all y'all.
Snake.
Thanks, George. We appreciate you joining us.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
North Texas have a chance against UT?
Thanks, Whistling George.
All right, the Little Mavericks. The Little Mavericks win last night.
Did they?
Well, they won the game. Mm. But is there chaos? Or are we making too big of a deal out of this? We'll talk about that next here on The Ticket.